Today's message is called Be Teachable. Be Teachable. God is talking to us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. His Spirit is inside of us and it's speaking to us. And it's telling us exactly where to go, what to do, who to speak to, what to say to them, so that our life can change. See, God is guiding us to where we're supposed to be, to the best life ever. He is leading us to that place where we have been dreaming about being, where we're prosperous, where we're healthy, where we feel this sense of peace, where we have this sense of excitement about what life is about. And God is speaking to us all the time and guiding us to that area. But we have to be teachable. We have to be teachable. A friend of mine has this poster hanging up in his house on the wall, and it says, "He who thinks he knows everything can learn nothing." I was like, yeah, that's good. I like that. Because a lot of people who, you know, they're not teachable. They're not in a way, they do not receive, they do not learn. And it's because they do not have a teachable spirit. They do not have the attitude of wanting to learn. You have to want to learn. You have to be excited about learning. Now, I have to tell you, I don't think I've been teachable a lot of my life. I don't think I've been teachable, especially when I was in school as a kid. I think I was one of those kids who wasn't teachable. And part of that was probably because if you're going to learn something, you've got to see the reason why you're learning. You've got to see the benefits. Why do I need to know this? If you don't know why you need to know this, you're not going to be excited about learning it. And as a result of it, you're not going to be teachable. You're going to be in a place where you just don't want to receive it. So you've got to know why. And as a kid, I don't think people made a good argument or gave me a good reason to want to learn the things that they were teaching, because I never saw how they applied to my life. I never saw the benefits of them or what would the benefits be. Now, there were benefits there, but I wasn't being sold on the benefits or told of the benefits so that I could realize, wow, that would be great. Sometimes you just don't have the vision or the ability to see what the benefits are. So then you don't understand why you want to learn. You know, I look back now and I realize, man, there were things I wish I would have been excited about learning. I wish it would have been teachable in that particular subject, because it could have really been exciting. Like, for example, I think about French class. French class was something that in Canada, they provided that from a fairly early age. You could go to French class, but I never went to French class because I didn't think it was something important. I chose other classes to do because I couldn't see the possibility that I ever might travel to somewhere where people spoke French. I couldn't see there would be a benefit if I actually knew a language and I traveled to a place where they spoke it, because I didn't have the vision. I didn't have the imagination to say that that was possible. I wish somebody would have come to me and said, "Ted, there might be a time when you travel to Paris. You might go to a place like that where you want to know French, because you're going to see the Eiffel Tower." And if they would have told me about the Eiffel Tower and showed me pictures of it and told me about this incredible place and all those wonderful things, maybe I would have said, "Oh my God, I need to learn French." But nobody ever said that to me. They just said, "Because." Why do I got to learn this? "Because you got to get your diploma." "Well, I don't know why I even need my diploma." "Because." You know, this is but people need to know why they're going to learn something. I wish I would have learned more French. I know a little bit, but I know there's times now where Liza and I have traveled to France, and at those times, a lot of people speak great English, so there's no problem with that, but it still would have been fun. It would have been fun to know the language and interact in another language and in another country and another culture. And I think that would have been a real blessing. And there's many other things that I look back in school and think, man, I wish I would have been more teachable, because there were things I could have learned that would have made a difference in my life down the road. I think the same thing is true, though, with God. We got to be in a teachable space. I hope that I'm doing a good job telling you the benefits of why we want to learn from God and why we want to hear from God. I talk about the blessing and the prosperity. I talk about how God can heal you. He can transform your life. And I talk about His Spirit talking to you all the time. And the whole purpose of Him talking to you is because He wants you to have the best life ever. He wants you to have the most amazing life. That's what he's planned for you. And I hope that I'm getting that through to you so that you realize that what we're talking about here is something you need to learn. Because if you learn that, every single aspect of your life can be better. It can be the greatest that it's ever been if you learn to hear from God. And if you're open to him teaching you and showing you and leading you and taking you to new places, your relationships can be better. There can be greater love in your relationships. You can be happier in your life. People walk around depressed. You don't have to be depressed. God wants you to be happy. He wants you to be excited. He wants you to be living a life of adventure. You can have great things. God wants us in our life, if we're listening to him and we're learning what he's saying, he will teach us and lead us so that we can be healed, totally healed and healthy on all levels, in all ways. You'll be in the best health you've ever been. God can do that immediately. That's one of the benefits. The benefits are numerous. Prosperity can pour down upon us in amazing ways like you've never imagined before. Financial abundance can be yours because God wants you to have it. And he is leading you and guiding you as he speaks to you by the Spirit every day. But we've got to be teachable. I hope that you realize the benefits that I've been talking about. Because if we understand the benefits, then maybe you'll get excited about learning from God. Some people are not excited about learning. Some people are stiff-necked people. That's what it talks about in the Bible. God was talking and he says, and the Lord said to Moses, this is Exodus 32 and verse 9, and the Lord said to Moses, I have seen this people, and indeed it is a stiff-necked people. They're stubborn. They're stuck in their ways. He's talking about the people of Israel. Here God has brought them out of Egypt, brought them out from bondage, and he has said to them, I'm going to take you to the promised land. I'm going to give you this promised land. You're going to have all this great stuff. You're going to have everything you need, a land of milk and honey. It's a land of blessing. It's a land of prosperity. You guys are going to be healthy. If you just listen to me, if you just follow me and what I'm telling you, if you can receive that guidance, if you can learn from me, you're going to have an amazing life. And here the people were stiff-necked. They were stuck in their ways. And all they kept doing all the time, it seemed like, and not everybody, but a big majority of them, they kept looking back and saying, we should go back to Egypt. It was so much better in Egypt. Really? They were slaves in Egypt. They were being beaten. They were being forced to work against their will and do things against their will. And yet, God is saying, if you can just listen to me, I will teach you and show you a better life. I will show you a better way. But when we're stubborn, when we're stiff-necked, we don't want to be like that. They kept looking back all the time to something else, to something else. In Psalms 25 and verse 4, it says, show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your path. Lead me in your truth and teach me. For you are the God of my salvation. On you I wait all the day. Amen. This is a psalm talking about somebody who is waiting on the Lord, who wants to be taught, who wants to be led, who understands the value of being taught by God. God can take us places we never imagined. He can change our life on every single level. But we got to be open to receiving it. It's funny how everybody can sit in here in Golden Heart in the same chairs. And we can hear the same message. We hear the same message and the same words. And some of you receive it. And some of you completely miss it. Why is that? Why is it that one person can be sitting right next to the other person in the same chairs, hearing the same message, and yet one person gets it, and the other person misses it? One person then is being blessed and receiving blessings and prospering in all ways, and the other one is wondering, why isn't it happening to me? There's a lot of reasons for that. Now, one of them is stubbornness. And we can look at that more, but I think we've already covered that and you kind of understand it. That if we're stubborn, we don't open our ears to hearing God. Another is if we think that our knowledge or what we know is more important than God. if we put our knowledge of what we already know about life and what we already think we have learned, if we put that above God, now we separate ourselves from God. Because, as I said, the little poster that my friend had said, he who thinks he knows everything can learn nothing. And that's very true. If we already put knowledge above everything else, my knowledge, the knowledge that I have, then I won't be able to hear the guidance that God is giving me. We have to be in a teachable spirit, more so with God than anything else. Because God guides us in different ways for different situations and circumstances. Even Moses, who's very good at hearing God and following him, at different times, there was a time where he hears God and God said, the people want water, and God says, strike the rock. And so he strikes the rock and water comes out of the rock and the people's thirst is quenched. And another time, the people are thirsty and they say, we want water. And Moses says, oh yeah, God, I got this. Now God is trying to tell Moses, Moses, I want you to speak to the rock. But Moses is like, look, I got this. Takes his rod and strikes it. Why? Because he's now using what he knows already works, rather than hearing the voice and the Spirit of God tell him, speak to the rock, Moses. Speak to the rock. He wants him to do it in a different way. At that moment in time, now Moses is pretty good. He's hearing God a lot. But at that moment in time, he's not teachable. There are always times where we enter in, where we get a little stubborn and stuck in our ways. I can feel it. I can feel there's times where still I want to be teachable. I say to the Lord the same thing this Psalms 25 says. I says, I want to be teachable. Lead me, show me, let me follow your path. But I can still see there are days where I'm like Moses and I resist at that moment. I'm stuck in a habit. I'm stuck in a way of being. And I begin to kind of dig in and hold there, rather than being able to hear the voice of God so that I can do it His way. I want to do it His way. You want to do it His way. That's the way. Because that's when great things happen, when we do it His way. We want to be able to follow Him like that. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 19 it says, and this is for those that put their own wisdom or their own knowledge above God's, it says, for the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, He catches the wise in their own craftiness. So what we think is wisdom or knowledge in this world is foolishness to God. In other words, God's wisdom is so far above. His knowledge is so far above us that we look foolish to Him when we try to act in our own way. We want to be in a teachable thing. You know, learning stuff is fun. Learning stuff is really fun, especially when you know the benefits. When you know what can happen when you learn, you should be excited. You should be excited to know where God is. What's He going to teach me today? What's He going to show me today? I mean, God's got such wisdom laid up far above any knowledge that we have or that we can learn from someone else. We should be excited. Every day we should wake up and say, God, teach me. Teach me. I'm in a teachable spirit. I'm in a teachable mood. Show me. Teach me. Show me your way. Show me something new. Do you ever get excited when you learn something new? I still get excited when I learn something new. When something new suddenly clicks and I get it, I'm like, wow, that's cool. I feel like a real giddiness almost inside of me. There's something that just really perks up. Everything, you know, I think sometimes when a person's not teachable, it's why they're walking around depressed. Because I really feel that as we receive more understanding from God, the Spirit of God grows in us and it fires us up. If you're walking around depressed and sad and all these other things, perhaps it's because you've been wallowing and stuck in your own little way of being. You've been caught in that own little way rather than opening up. Because learning is fun. Learning is so much fun. I love learning. And I love learning more than anything. I love learning from God. I love learning as I'm meditating on His Word and He suddenly gives me revelation. Sometimes it happens up here as I'm speaking to you. Suddenly I'm reading a verse that I've read a lot before as I was preparing the message. And then in that moment as I'm reading it right here, He gives me insight. He gives me revelation and I learn something. Even in this moment right now, I learn something new. And I get excited when that happens. But I get excited when I'm talking to Him and He tells me something. I'm excited when he gives me guidance and I follow it, and holy moly, it works out. Yeah. Unbelievable that what God told me actually worked. That's incredible. But that's how it works. God is always right. And when we can hear from him, I know that's when I really learn again, when I hear, when I follow, when I see that that worked, no matter how strange it might seem. I remember many years ago when I first started hearing the voice of God, and he began to speak to me about my clients. I was a chronic pain specialist working with people with different injuries and stuff. And he began to speak to me about working with them in a different way. Because all I did at that time was I only worked with them on a physical level. I addressed their body. I stretched their muscles. I worked out stuff so that they have more room between joints and all kinds of stuff like this. But he began to speak to me about something different. He started talking to me about helping them to let go of emotions and beliefs. And I was like, oh, okay, that sounds interesting. And he started giving me ideas and therapies and treatments to try, different techniques to go and use with these people when I'd go to the office. And I remember in the morning I'd wake up and he'd give me this idea, and I'd think, that's kind of weird. If I use that, people are going to think I'm crazy. You know, they're going to think I'm strange or weird. This is what I started first thinking when God started telling me this stuff, because it was a little further out there. But I said, you know what? I'm going to try it. Because God was telling me something, and it was different than anything I heard before. And I was willing to take the chance to try it out. And went to the office. Client comes in. I did what God said. And wow, it worked. And it worked incredibly well. And I was like, wow, great. What do I do next? I don't know. But I did know what to do next. I'm going to go ask God, what do I do next? And again, the next day I wake up and God has given me something else to do. And lo and behold, I follow and do that, and it works too. What I come to find is that every time I hear God and follow and do what he says, it always works. That's nice to know. 100% of the time, what God says is right, and it always works. Say amen to that.
Amen.
He's always right, and what he says always works.
Amen.
All we got to do is hear from him. If we can be teachable and hear the things that he's saying, if we can be open to them and trying them, that's what I'm talking about. When I first started hearing from God, I was open enough to just try what God was saying. It was so crazy, it might just work. You know, I didn't know all the stuff that I knew that I'm telling you today back then when I first started. But I was willing to take the risk because I wanted to learn something from God. I wanted to do something great. So when God told me, I just did it. I didn't know enough to say, no, I shouldn't do this. I was foolish enough to go ahead and give it a shot. And God rewarded me with great things when I did that. Same is true today. Don't ever get to the point where you think you know everything about God, you know, because then you might fall into that same trap that Moses did. Oh, I got this, God. We want to be open to continually learning and hearing from him so he can lead us into a greater life. There's always more to learn. Think about this for a moment. In this physical life, in this physical world, it's limited. It's finite. It's only here. We're only here for a short time. And same with the knowledge and the information that we have here in this physical world. It's finite. But God is eternal. And everything that he is speaking, he can speak to us and teach us from now to eternity. Meaning that every single moment of every single day, we could learn something new from God. From here to eternity, there is something new for us to learn. We've got to be in that teachable spirit. We've got to be open to receiving and allowing God to lead us in greater ways. That's a good thing. Now check this out, because this might be some of the reasons sometimes people are not teachable is that they're trying to see the things of God on a physical level, but God isn't like that. So this might be another reason why some people are having trouble receiving and learning from God. It says here in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 14, But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. So the natural man, the physical man, cannot understand the things of God. They seem like foolishness to him. So when we try to look at something, when I'm talking here at Golden Heart and sharing spiritual understanding and things that God wants us to do and the way faith works, if you're looking at that from a strictly from an intellectual point of view or from a physical point of view, it doesn't make sense to you. To you, that's like crazy. That's foolishness, as it says here. How would that possibly work? That can't work. That's what you're thinking if you only look at it from a physical standpoint, from the natural standpoint. But as it goes on to say here, so it's foolishness to him. Nor can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. So for us to understand the wisdom of God and the things of God, it has to be spiritually discerned. Spiritually discerned, meaning the Spirit of God on the inside has to reveal it to us. In other words, we have to not only be open to being teachable, we have to be open to being teachable in a different way. Because you can take courses at university and you might have been a very good student where you were learning and studying and memorizing all this stuff because it was coming from a teacher and she was writing up on a blackboard or something and you were getting this. But the way God teaches us is a little different. He is teaching us from within. The Spirit within reveals to us. It makes it discernible to us so we understand it. And it's going to happen in a little different way than you're used to learning on a physical level. Right? So we got to understand that as God is teaching us, He teaches us in a different way. The things of God are incredible. God is always, always leading us to greater heights. If we're teachable, He will lead us. If we're stiff-necked, He tries to lead us, but we can't follow. We can't follow, even though He still wants to lead us. He doesn't care that, you know, He wants to get the message through. But if we're stubborn, stuck in our ways, think knowledge is greater, you know, or trying to look at things through things He is saying through the physical eyes that doesn't make sense to us, He can't lead us. He wants to lead you. He wants to teach you. He wants to show you a better way. But don't let yourself fall into the traps of being stubborn or stiff-necked. Don't let yourself fall into the trap of trying to understand things on a physical level when God is speaking, because God has created something on a whole different level. Yes, it will impact the physical. The spiritual things that we discern and understand, that's what really gets us excited. And that's when the Spirit and the power of God are released. And it has a direct effect on our physical life. It will change our physical life, no question, guaranteed. But we have to understand it by spiritual discernment. Say amen to that.
Amen.
Be teachable. Be teachable. This is something that God has been talking to me about for a few weeks, a few months even. He's been talking to me about being teachable. Because no matter how much I know, there's still more for God to teach me. I can't get into that place where I think I already know it all. There's something greater. There's something more. There's always a greater way to do it, an easier way to do it, a cleaner way to do it, a quicker way to do it. He just wants me to be open to receiving that. He wants me to be open to hearing that guidance so that I can go to the next level. He wants you to be open too, to hearing that guidance. Don't ever fall into that trap where you think you already know it all. As we open and understand that more and more, God can lead us to greater and greater things. We have to make a commitment. It requires us being committed. Committed to God. Committed to hearing from God. Committed to learning from God. We always give you opportunities at Golden Heart to come to workshops because that's where you start to discern spiritually how God is speaking to you. We are assisting you in discerning how God is speaking spiritually so you now can understand it and begin to utilize it. But you've got to be committed to that, committed to learning on the spiritual level. Because some people try to do it like a buffet. They pick up some spiritual stuff, and then they go out and they pick up some physical stuff, and they try to mix it all together on the same plate, and then they wonder, why isn't this working? Because they learned something from this guy who's very successful in the world, and they picked up something from God. But when you put the two together, it just becomes mush. It doesn't result in you achieving or fulfilling what you need to do. You're not able to see the blessing or the progress or the prosperity that you're looking for in your life. But if we commit to God and say, this is where I'm learning from. Now, God may lead you to somebody and say, this is where I want you to learn this from. And that's true. If he's guiding you to that, then that's probably a person to learn from. And in that case, you're still in alignment with God and you're discerning things still spiritually so that you can reap the benefits from them. Say amen to that.
Amen.
We have to be excited to receive. We have to be excited to receive. Some people, they say they want to learn, but at the same time, they're really not excited about receiving anything from anyone, including God. They're closed-minded. And their mind is closed. It's hard for something to come in. God tries to get in. He tries to bring in love. He tries to bring in blessing. He tries to bring in healing. But if we're closed, we won't receive it. Let your mind be opened. Let your mind be open and willing to receive. Here's what it says in Proverbs 3, chapter 3 and verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Here's the benefit. Verse 8. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. Honor the Lord with your possessions and with your first fruits of all your increase. So your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor detest his correction. For whom the Lord loves, he corrects, just as a father the son in whom he delights. We want to be open to correction. There are times where we do our best to hear God and we try to follow, and sometimes we miss it. We just don't quite get it right. We've got to be open for God to say, hey, here's a different way to do that. Here's a better way to do that. Don't get stuck in saying, oh, no, this is the way, because then we get trapped. And I think you've heard this before, this one in Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 1. This is about correction too. It says, whoever loves instruction loves knowledge, but he who hates correction is stupid.
That's my favorite.
That's your favorite one. You know, and it's, this one's so blunt and clear, you know, but at the same time, the main thing is we want to be open to that correction. God is, he is a very loving corrector. You might have had people in your life who were condemning and criticizing and yelled at you and said you were not doing it the right way. But God is, he doesn't do that. He's very loving in his correction. He's gently trying to nudge you in the right, get you over to the right path, get you over to the right direction. He is so filled with love. He wants us to succeed, and he will guide our steps. He will guide us on that path. We just have to be open to it. This Proverbs 3 is very powerful as we look at it here. They're talking about not relying on your own, don't lean on your own understanding. Or in all your ways, acknowledge him. So in everything you do, acknowledge God. In everything you do, ask God, how would you do this? Is there a better way to do this? I want to learn. I want to learn a different way. You might have learned something from your parents or your grandparents. You might have just learned a certain way of doing things, but you can still be open to learning a new way from God. God's way is always the best way. We want to acknowledge him in all things. Let him teach us. Let him teach us. If we acknowledge him in all ways, then he shall direct your path. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Eyes in the spiritual sense means understanding. Don't be wise in our own understanding. Don't think that everything I understand is so wise. Man, I got it all figured out. I know what I'm doing here. That's where we usually put our foot in it. We got to realize, no. God knows the way. It says, fear the Lord. It means It means respect him, know, revere him, know that he's got the answer. Respect him and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. In other words, your life will prosper on all levels, not just physically, but in all ways. Because it goes on to say in the next couple of lines, it's talking about, let me just read it, it's a good one. Honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of all your increase, so your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine. So it says if we honor him, if we acknowledge him, if we put him first place, then we increase. We increase financially. We have lots of new wine. We increase on all levels. We have health. We got to be teachable. As you go out there this week, I want you to be sensitive to the Spirit of God. Acknowledge him in all ways. Don't lean on your own understanding. Catch yourself if you're being stubborn or stiff-necked. Let yourself be in that, be teachable, so that God can lead you to something greater, so that God can open the world, your world, to something new. He wants to take you to great places. He's already speaking to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The Spirit of God on the inside is speaking to you. And now, if you acknowledge that I'm teachable, God, lead me. Show me the path. Tell me what to say and when to say it, where to go and who to speak to. Reveal it to me. I want to learn. Let him know that I'm ready to learn. I'm ready to walk on the path. I'm ready to achieve great things with you, God. Then he'll take you there, and it'll be the most amazing life ever. Say amen to that.
Amen.